Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to PKN Orlen Quarter 2 2017 Consolidated Financial Results Conference Call. I will now hand you over to Mr. Darius Grivos, IR Director. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you, operator, and good morning, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us today. Welcome to our PKN Orlen's conference call presenting our financial and operating results for the second quarter of 2017. The results will be discussed for you by Mr. Mirosław Kochalski, Vice President of the Management Board, Mr. Rafał Warpechowski, Executive Director for Planning and Reporting, and myself, Dariusz Grembos, I am Head of IR. I will also assist with moderating this call. The presentation, which was mailed to you, is available on our webpage, and it will be discussed in a first row. Immediately after presentation, the floor for Q&A session will be open, and for this part of the call, Konrad Włodarczyk from IR team will be available as well. With no further delay, I hand over to Mr. Mirosław Kochalski. Mirek, please go ahead.
Thank you, Darek. Good morning, everybody. Let me start with, first of all, to thank Sławek Jędrzejczyk for his serve on the board of directors, for his contribution to current position of PKN Orlen. Thank you, Sławek, and good luck in your challenges. Let me make short introduction to this presentation. If we have a look at slide number three, we should start with first pillar or strategy value creation, and let me pay attention to EBITDA LIFO and what we have, 3.1 billion zlotys in second quarter 2017. It's a historical record. If we add EBITDA LIFO for second quarter to first quarter, we have two historical records. Next bar is positive impact of regulation on Polish market. Let me say that it's very important fighting our government, our fiscal policy against gray economy, gray zone in Poland. What means it results that legal consumption increased in second quarter this year around 26%, our wholesale in diesel increased on 40%. It show what we have at now on the market. Next bullet, total sales volume increased by 10% year-to-year in second quarter. What important in next bullet, this is some issue. There is a implementation car sharing offer. What means? It is not important for our EBITDA LIFO. That's important that you are creating, you are looking for new opportunities to make our offer more completed on gas station. We have a record EBITDA LIFO for in retail. It's about 1 billion zlotys. This is two historical record. What I can say at the moment, I know, I believe that our gas station network is at top. We are number one. We are defined at top quality. We are defining, we are benchmark for other player on the Polish market. Next, this important for us is a CapEx project. Of course, we are, we were too late, but finally, we start a block in Włocławek for commercial operation in June. It is a good for us, and we are very happy. Now is the time to, for our lawyers or expert to finalize a question result of the contract. Now, let me go to second pillar of strategy. Number one, it's, as you know, the supervisory board has appointed a board of directors in June this year. I can mention only that we have, that to the board joined two new persons, but they are not new in our company. It's a former member of supervisory board, the former director responsible for procurement company. Next, of course, traditional samples with awards, congratulations, Darek and the team for this best in Central and Eastern Europe report. Of course, last event, top athletics event in Poland, I think in region, maybe in Europe, Orlen Warsaw Marathon, two days event, first day, it has changed for Warsaw inhabitants, for children, second is marathon and run 10 kilometers. Of course, the last pillar is financial strength of our company. Number one is a cash flow operation. We are generating cash 3.5 billion zlotys. We are satisfied from this result. Of course, it result for financial gearing 3.77%. It's a very good. We are satisfied from this result. What is important for shareholders? Not only this our dividend policy. As you know, we will pay on 4 August 3.0 zlotys per share. It means increase versus 2016 about 50%, but what I can say, I confirm that we want to be a dividend company. That's one thing. The second thing, what is important for us, that we that general meeting this in last year's accepted recommendation of our board. It's important that in 2014, 15, 16, and this year, decision of our general meeting would be the same as recommendation from March, the board of directors. Of course, last buyout of retail bonds is A and B in the amount of 0.4 billion zlotys. So, there are main highlights for second quarter 2017. Let me say only one thing at the end. In this part, I think it's a good time to say that this financial result for second quarter, for first half of this year, they are the confirmation or targets or assumptions which have been presented by PKN in strategy in December 2016. It is correct. I can say again that they are correct, and now I think it's a time to put us in detail of this presentation. Please Rafał to put us in the picture, in the details what we have today. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Let me start, as usual, with some comments on macro environment we operated. As visible on the upper graph on slide number 5, our model downstream margin increased significantly both year-on-year and quarter-on-quarter, and reached 13.6 US dollar per barrel, which is very close to the highest level from 2015. It is worth mentioning that it comes both from refinery and petrochemical product crack improvement, which was partially limited by smaller Brent Euro differential. Crude oil price increased by $4 year on year. At the same time, it dropped by the same amount versus Q1. So you will see the life decreasing reported EBITDA by 0.3 billion in our financial results. And then Polish zloty, bottom of the graph, it's visible that it is stronger both versus US dollar and euro, and both year on year and quarter on quarter, and thus it affected obviously positively our financial income for the quarter. Second very important element is market situation, which is presented on the next slide. And we also have very good information in that respect here. As you can see, all countries where we are operating enjoy very healthy GDP growth, but it has to, which is obviously followed by fuel consumption increases. But in terms of on Poland, it has to be underlined that this is already the third quarter in a row with such an extraordinary growth of reported consumption of diesel, what definitely confirms successful implementation of regulations limiting the gray zone in Poland. Next slide, number 8, proves that we were able to utilize those good macro and market conditions just described. Our sales revenues grew by 19% year on year, of which a very important element, 10%, comes from growth in volumes. EBITDA LIFO for the second quarter amounted almost 3.1 billion Polish zloty, as was just said, so it is record high result for the second quarter. 0.5 billion increase year on year. It reflects both positive macro, but at the same time higher volumes recorded in this quarter. It has to be mentioned that in that result we recognize 0.5 billion Polish zloty of insurance that we received for steam cracker and for FCC shutdowns in Unipetrol, and this amount comparing to the second quarter of prior year is approximately 100 million smaller. So it affected the change of the result quarter on, year on year. As indicated earlier, reversed trend of crude oil price, namely decrease versus Q1, was reflected in negative LIFO effect, which decreased our reported EBITDA for the quarter to 2.7 billion Polish zloty. Result on financial activity neutral in this quarter because zloty was stronger, as I said, versus foreign currencies, and that's why positive foreign exchange differences offset cost of interest and valuation of financial instruments. So after taxes, we delivered almost 1.8 billion Polish zloty of net profit for the quarter and 3.8 billion Polish zloty for the first half of the year. And the next slide, where we disclose some details on EBITDA LIFO by segment, still the biggest portion of profit contribution, namely 2.6 billion, comes from downstream with 0.3 billion Polish zloty increase year on year, which is again mainly volumes and macro impact. Almost 0.6 billion delivered by retail with growth year on year higher than 100 million Polish zloty, thanks to improvement in all elements. Both volumes were higher, and at the same time fuel and non-fuel margins also. An upstream EBITDA of 82 million Polish zloty, it is almost double value versus last year, coming from positive macro impact and higher sales volumes. And now let me turn the presentation over to Dariusz for comments on operational parts.
Thank you, Rafał. Moving on to slide number 10, let me start from the major segment of our activity, which is downstream. And in this segment, result was increased by over 250 million Polish zloty, up to more than 2.5 billion Polish zloty. The result was driven mainly by volumes effect, just a shy of 300 million Polish zloty, and macro effect around 270 million Polish zloty. These two factors were partially offset by negative influence of inventories revaluation to net realizable value. The final result was stemming mainly from 10% sales growth, which was already underlined, and thus was allowed by returning to the availability of steam cracker and fluid catalytic cracker installation in the end of 2016 after they were shut down. Better better macro was also backed the result in line with the volumes effect, especially the margins on the middle and heavy distillates. And on the flip side, Brent Ural differential was in its lows. Moving on to slide number 11. In the bottom left-hand side, you can see the growth of throughput from 6.9 to 7.6 million tons of crude oil being processed within the period in question. And this was resulting in utilization ratio up by 8%. But the utilization ratio was different in different locations. Our Płock refinery recorded down by 15 percentage points due to shutdowns of crude distillation unit, hydrocracker, and hydrogen unit, while at Unipetrol we saw 50 percentage points growth following already mentioned steam cracker and FCC return to its full availability. Orlen Lietuva enjoyed also growth of decent 10 percentage points growth in terms of utilization ratio. And those allowed for this 10% growth of sales volumes, which is reflected at the upper left-hand graph on this slide. Moving on to slide number 12, where we are discussing our industry cogeneration projects. Two of them, as you know, CCGT plant in Włocławek and CCGT plant in Płock. The Włocławek plant construction has been completed, and following trial runs in May, from June it works accordingly to PKN Orlen and Anvil's plant's needs. And total capex spend was around 1.4 billion Polish zloty, which was in line with the schedule and slightly more actually. Even the CCGT Płock is progressing according to schedule. Some tests are currently under completion, electrical tests, some pipeline works are under proceedings, and still the startup is according to schedule end of this year. 1.4 billion Polish zloty out of total capex, 1.7 has been already spent on this investment, while this year saw 0.1 within the first half of this year. Moving on to slide number 13, retail. As Mr. Kochalski mentioned at the beginning, is a record high result in a second quarter, 576 million Polish zloty, which is a growth by more than 130 million Polish zloty. And growth was supported by all three key elements, I mean fuel margins, non-fuel margins, and volumes effect. It was partially offset by higher costs of running filling stations, which is clearly attributed to higher sales volumes. On slide number 14, you can see these higher sales volumes by 10% on the upper left-hand graph. And the key contributor to this growth was our Czech network, 20% growth in terms of sales. And this is following launch of new filling stations, which we took over from OMV, and gradually, part by part, we are introducing into our network. Around 40 filling stations out of 65 acquired has been already introduced. And frankly speaking, they are performing better than we expected, which is also contributor to this result. Year on year, the number of our filling stations grew by 51 locations. In terms of non-fuel offer, we are continuing our development in this respect. Our Stop Cafe and Stop Cafe outlets now are accounting for more than 1,700, including majority obviously in Poland, 1,500, and about 170 in Czech, with the remaining locations on our site in Lithuania. And moving on to the third segment of our operations, upstream, slide number 15. Here we recorded 2,200 BOE per day average production growth, which was stemming from 2.3 growth in Canada, while in Poland we recorded a slight decrease of 0.1,000 BOE per day. This is due to the natural lifetime of the wells, so it's slight decrease, but this will be replaced by the new wells, and we expect the yearly average production will remain flat at the level of 1,300 BOE per day in Poland. EBITDA at the level of 40 million, as Rafał already mentioned, doubled in this quarter. This was stemming mainly from two elements, macro effect and also lower costs of labor and lower general costs have contributed to this growth. Moving on to slide 16, where the upstream segment is discussed by countries. In Poland, as you can see, we enjoyed 11 million BOE 2P reserves with a production, average production 1.3 for the 6 months, and this is what we expect for the whole year. And as I said, in the second quarter it was slight decrease 1.2 for the quarter. EBITDA at the level of 16 million Polish zloty for Poland, with a capex at the level close to 70 million Polish zloty. In terms of operationals, in Poland we were acquiring some seismic data on our locations, 2D, 3D, and what is interesting in a Płotki project, one exploration project well was completed and production tests were successfully also done, and gas parameters are qualifying it for commercial use. In Canada, we continue with more than 100 million BOE 2P reserves with the majority in gas, 57%. Average production was 13.8 in the second quarter only, and EBITDA was 76 million Polish zloty, while capex was around 300 million Polish zloty. So as you can see, the total EBITDA at the level of 160 for the 6 months is like one-third of capex, which is I think a healthy trend. In Canada, the jobs are progressing according to schedule. We completed 3 fracs. 4 new wells were included, and some infrastructure construction works were completed, and we continue our works in these respects. So this concludes overview of our operational segments, and I hand over back to Rafał to continue with the presentation.
Thank you, Dariusz. Coming back to financials on slide 18, our cash flow situation, as you can see, we delivered 3.5 billion of cash flow from operations based on very solid EBITDA for the period, additionally supported by 1.3 billion net working capital decrease, coming mainly from inventory decrease and also higher payables balance. We may say that this is a reversal of what we observed in the first quarter of the year with negative working capital impact. It's just our optimization of inventory, mainly in relation to turnarounds we planned for the second quarter of the year. Then it was reduced by 0.6 billion non-cash items, mainly including mainly non-cash items, which are the insurance recognized in profit and loss account in the second quarter related to Steam Cracker and FCC, but they will be delivered or received in cash in the following months. We spent 0.8 billion on investment activity, which is 1.2 billion capex, and then slightly offset by change in investment payables, mainly by 0.2 billion Polish zloty income from dividends, from equity investments. And on the bottom of the graph, very important information, namely cash management for the first half of the year. As visible, 5.4 billion EBITDA LIFO. We financed investment activity of 1.8 billion Polish zloty, and after recognition of other elements totaling to 1.2 billion and including mainly CIT that we've paid for the first half of the year and for the prior year, we still managed to reduce our net debt by 2.2 billion Polish zloty over this period. And the next slide confirms that our financial position is really very, very solid, very strong, and gearing below 4% in the end of June. As you can see on the bottom graph, debt is mainly in euro, which is reflecting our operational exposure. And the end of June, it is composed mainly of euro bonds. And what is important is that it is long-term debt maturing on average in 2021, which secures our realization of our investment programs we declared in the strategy. Next slide is the CAPEX section. CAPEX amounted to 1.9 billion Polish zloty for the first half of the year. In the second quarter, we continued with major growth projects, including polyethylene free in Unipetrol, Metathesis in PKN Orlen, also CCGT in Płock. So in downstream, spending in total 1.1 billion Polish zloty in that segment. Then we also extended our retail network through new stations, but also modernizations. At the same time, we expanded the scope of the offer on our stations. So in fact, we spent in total 0.2 billion Polish zloty in retail. And upstream projects, 0.3 billion this quarter, majority spent in Canada. We may just comment here that we are all important projects are realized as we declared in the strategy. There is no changes in that, so you may expect higher value of CAPEX in the second half of the year of this year. And finally, let me say a few words on the market outlook for the whole 2017. We can see based on the trends we observed in the first half of the year, we believe that crude oil may be higher than prior year on average, and it would be in line with what we expected at the beginning of the year. Second element, model downstream margin, again, it is performing much better than we expected and than prior year. So if the situation with crude is quite stable in the second half of the year, even if we have some pressure on petchem margins that we are expecting, still the value, average value for the whole year may be close to 2016 or even may exceed that value. So conditions should be supportive. And then in terms of regulations, we have GDP forecasts, which are very promising in the markets we are operating, and which obviously supports consumption, so our operations also. At the same time, regulations implemented for the gray zone limitations are in force and doing very well to the market. So both those elements should support our operations in the following months also. And maybe in the end, one comment, there is still the last stage of limiting obligatory reserves. By the end of the year, we will be able to decrease the amount by remaining 3 days. But at the same time, our volumes are growing, so still some effect on working capital will be assessed in the end of this year. So, thank you very much. And
thank you, operator, and we are ready to take the questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now start our question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding until we have our first question. Our first question comes from Oleg Patrykov, UBS. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello everyone. Thank you for the presentation. Two questions for me. The first one on capital allocation, given the very low level of net debt. Obviously, this will go up in the third quarter with the dividend payment. But if you're still at this level towards the end of the year, what's the priority for you? Do you increase the dividend materially? Do you make acquisitions? Or do you kind of accelerate the organic capex in the next few years? And second question is on retail, a very impressive quarter, but I've noticed that the number of stop cafes hasn't grown as much this quarter compared to the previous one. I think it's gone up by 5, whereas it used to go up by 30, 40 every quarter. Does that mean that you've kind of reached a plateau, or is it just this quarter that it's kind of much lower than usual? Thank you.
Maybe I will start from the second question, Dariusz Grembos. You were asking about, if I understood correctly, because the line was really bad, while the growth of Stop Cafes was lower in terms of dynamics, in terms of the numbers comparing to the previous, and just 5 Stop Cafes. This is due to the fact that, first of all, we reached the level of more than 1,500, which is really a big location, and it covers mainly our company-owned dealer-operated feeding stations. Now we are entering with the Stop Cafes to the franchisee operations, and it slowed down the process because it's a different different settlement. And on top of that, some of the currently existing Stop Cafes we are reformatting to a new format, which we call this Stop Cafe 2.0, which is a new format refreshment. The old shop, we have discussed it previously. As you know, we had a sort of test programs of our retail outlets at the feeding stations with Tesco and the Delikatesy Centrum, but we decided to go with our own format, which is old shop. So Stop Cafe 2.0 format, we have 91 was launched and currently we have 91 of these Stop Cafes 2.0, and it is developing. So in terms of the first question was about the capital allocation, yes, and the ideas for the cash. Mm-hmm.
Yes, so obviously, as you perfectly spotted, our cash position is very solid in the end of June. Then at the beginning of the next month, we will pay 1.3 billion dividends out of 2016 profit. And priorities for cash allocations are remaining the same as we declared in December in the strategy. So first of all, we have the investment program for 2 years, 17-18, totaling to 11 billion Polish zloty. It was never so high in the past in PKN Orlen. And obviously the same priority is for dividend, which according to our policy is to pay more than in the prior year unless there is something unexpected, so considering the current company situation. So we may confirm that this is not a dividend, is not a balancing figure. This is a crucial element of our plans, financial planning. So So this is equally important as CapEx. And the declaration normally is done at the beginning of the year, so beginning of 2018, together with financial statement for the year, management board will present its declaration.
Thank you. I add only to this opinion. So I mentioned that we want to be a dividend company, but you know that a power to make decisions at general meeting of shareholders is a good practice for a company to put recommendation in March next year. As we mentioned in strategy, our decision will depend on what happened on the market, on financial situation in March. Our thinking about future. That I can say only that this increase of dividend per shares 2017 versus 2016 will be extremely high. There's a progress on 50%. I can say that it's not that there is not even that is not the story that forever will be increased for 50%. But you know, I think that we can find some consensus, and our recommendations will be very realistic in next year. So at the moment, what I can say in this issue.
Okay, thank you.
Our next question comes from Igor Kuzmin, Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Maybe can you elaborate potentially on the dynamic in diesel and gasoline cracks as we step into third quarter? What sort of factors do you expect to play out in one direction or the other? And also in the same way, maybe you can elaborate more on why do you expect the petrochemical margins to come under pressure in the second half of the year? Thanks.
Okay, Igor, thank you for the question. So definitely I can confirm that the dynamics were significantly high in the second quarter, so especially in Poland. So definitely on the diesel we exceeded more than 40%. The July is still very favorable because as usually Q3 is the strongest quarter due to the seasonality, so the driving season is in place. And talking about the whole Q3, so if you move to the last pages of our presentation, you'll see that we provided Q3 macro behavior, and in Q3 currently we observe a slight decrease in the downstream margin quarter on quarter. And this is mainly due to the lower margins on petchem products. This is a result of higher supply after the finalization of naphtha crackers maintenance shutdowns that were conducted in the second quarter in Europe. When we are talking about on cracks on the refining products, they are quite strong. So the diesel margins are supported by very high demand, especially in Europe. But as well as some shutdowns of Greek refinery, gasoline margins should pick up seasonally, and this was very supportive is fuel oil margins, which still stand out performance at five-year high ends due to the lower global production, mainly as a result of modernization of many refineries. As we always mentioned, the Russia is going towards the white products production, so they limit heavy heating oil, as well as the rising demand for electric power generators, mainly in Middle East and North Africa. Yes. So on the negative side, we also still observe the deterioration of BU differential, which is mainly due to the less alternative crude oils available in the region, as well as lower supply, especially in July due to the maintenance of crude oil pipeline to Primors. Just to summarize, as I've mentioned, Q3 is seasonally the best quarter for the downstream players. Margins continue to benefit from the low crude oil price environment and robust demand growth. However, on these positive effects are slightly distorted by weaker BU differential and strengthening of Polish zloty versus US dollar.
Okay, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you, if you have any further questions, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from Thomas Plester, Erste Bank. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning. Just one question. I saw the news about the agreement in Lithuania with the Lithuanian railway fees. Can you elaborate a little bit what is the financial impact of this agreement with the Lithuanian railway? Thank you.
Okay, yes, indeed, we finalized the dispute with Lithuanian railways. We may say this is a very, kind of trade information, so we do not want to disclose very details, but you may assume that obviously depending on the scale of operations, but this is like low teens of US dollar on a positive impact on our financials on a yearly basis. Yes, and at the same time, we solved the dispute with Orlen-Lietuva Railways. So no case in our balance sheet, and progressively we will get lower prices simply.
And how long does this agreement last for, and when does it start?
It is till 2021.
Okay. And when it is due? So when does it start actually? From the second quarter or third quarter?
It was finalized 28th of June, so yeah. It is progressively. Yeah. And we also solved the dispute about the past.
Okay. So will it have some positive impact, like a one-off in the third quarter? I mean, you mentioned that you agreed on the past as well. So I suppose that might have some positive impact on the third quarter, like a one-off. Am I correct with this?
To be honest, we already recognized this one-off in Q2. It was we dispute about no impact as one of in Q3. The amount was comparing to the result of the whole downstream was not so material, so that's why we are not disclosing that. Also for this kind of trade information. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I understand. Thank you very much.
Okay.
We have a follow-up question from Igor Kuzmin, Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Good morning again. In terms of the insurance payments related to steam cracker, maybe you can sort of indicate what do we expect in third quarter and fourth quarter? Thank you.
Well, we are, as you can see from the figures we presented, we are closer and closer to the finalization of the case, but this is very difficult to predict the exact impact in Q3 or Q4. What we may say that we received the next tranche as in the financials, so from cash flow perspective there should be inflow probably in the following months of this 0.5 billion that we reported in Q2. And what remains is that in terms of FCC the issue is closed. In terms of steam cracker, we still put in the financials that this is over 400 million Polish zloty as contingent assets. So this is the amount we are still claiming from the insurers, and we'll see how much will be finally agreed.
Let me say one comment only to this case. So we, at this stage, we'll be not, I think, professional to give more comments, because we are in touch, we are in the negotiation process, and I see that both sides want to reach an agreement, but no, time is for very sensitive, and will be only some very short comment for us about this
case.
Thank you. Can I just clarify? So out of the total amount of claims that you put forward, if I understand correctly, the outstanding amount is 400 million Polish zlotys. Is this correct? I mean, we don't know how much you're going to get back, but do I understand correctly that 400 million is still outstanding in terms of the claims?
Contingent liability, contingent assets, it's in fact 0.45 billion Polish zloty presented in our financials, and exactly as you said, it is what we are claiming.
Okay, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you, if you have any further questions, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if you have any further questions, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. We have no further questions. Dear speaker, back to you for the conclusion.
Thank you, operator. Thank you very much. And if there are no further questions, it concludes our conference call. Thank you very much for joining us today. And if you will have any follow-up questions, anything will come up to your mind, feel free to contact me or my colleagues at the IR team. We are at your services. And this concludes our call. Thank you and goodbye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a nice vacation.
This concludes today's conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.